Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Some Caseville Public School District students will be taking center stage during the World Robotic Competition for the second time. Two of the district's four robotic teams qualified during the VEX IQ State Robotics Championship at the World Tournament May 1st through the 3rd in Dallas, Texas. The trip will be an expensive one with only a short time to raise the funds needed to compete. To help the team with travel costs to the competition, there will be a can and bottle drive at the trailer park at MQS Pizza at 6631 Main Street in Caseville. Monetary donations are also being accepted. You can mail checks to the Caseville Public Schools at 6609 Vine Street in Caseville, Michigan, 48725. In the memo area on the check, you can note that the money is for the Caseville Robotics team. And another local and regional news for today. Tenure and probationary status was approved by the Deckerville School District's Board of Education on Monday. At the junior through senior high school, fourth-year probation was granted to Carolyn Gotes. Third-year probation was granted to Ben Smith, and second-year probation was granted to Ben Southgate. At the elementary school, Shoshana Noer and Alexis Sadowi were given tenure status. Fifth-year probation was granted to Michelle McKechin. Fourth-year probation was given to Elisa Fetting and Chelsea Leseski. And third-year probation was given to Michelle Barnett, Valerie Neffel, Adriana Nickel, and Rachel Thompson. During the meeting, the board also approved following the previously 57 approved NEOLA policies from the fall of 2017 all the way up through the spring of 2024. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll be back with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The Senate has passed legislation that would force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform under the threat of a ban, a contentious move by the U.S. lawmakers that's expected to face legal challenges as well as disrupt the lives of content creators who rely on the short-form video app for income. The TikTok legislation was included as part of a larger $95 billion package that provides foreign aid to the Ukraine and Israel. It now goes to President Joe Biden, who has backed the TikTok proposal and has said he will sign the package as soon as he gets it. And another national and international news. The Senate has passed $95 billion in war aid to the Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, sending the legislation to President Joe Biden after months of delays and debate over how involved the United States should be in the foreign wars. The bill passed the Senate on Tuesday after the House had approved the package on Saturday. Biden is expected to quickly sign the legislation and start the process of sending the money to the Ukraine. The legislation would also send $26 billion in wartime assistance to Israel and humanitarian relief to the citizens of Gaza, and another $8 billion to counter Chinese threats in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific region. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look now at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, April 23rd of 2024. Shirley Ann Dubes, age 89, of Pigeon, passed away on Monday, April the 22nd. Funeral services for Shirley Ann Dubes will be 1 p.m. Thursday, April the 25th, at the Champaign Funeral Chapel, with burial in the new Bayport Cemetery. Visitation will begin at 11 a.m. Thursday and continue until the time of service. Memorials may be made to the Bayport community of Christ Church. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.